Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. At this time of year, I like to remember my Uncle Louis and his never-ending stream of advice. Whether you asked for it or not, Louis would let you know what he thought about everything, from color TV to sushi. He offered the following instructions in a note, which he left before he disappeared from his apartment in the Bronx on Christmas Eve of 1988. Louis had a way of upsetting people. This last time, I guess it was the wrong people. Anyway, I want to share his wisdom with you while you still have time to adjust your own plans. To my dear nephew Eddie, always start the evening by reviewing the house rules as follows. This is my house, and I make the rules. Make sure that everyone present understands that you are in charge of everything. That means everything. No exceptions. If someone wants to propose a toast, if someone wants to pass the food to the right, if someone wants to change seats, anything at all, you are in charge of it. I've found it helpful over the years to rent one of those take-a-number machines, like they have at the bakery or the deli, and mount it to a wall in the room where you will be dining. Make sure to inform your guests that they will need a number if they're going to want anything out of the ordinary, like, oh, bagel bits or ginger or something like that, or anything else for that matter, like ice or butter. In large gatherings, it's a good idea to warn people to take a couple of numbers before sitting down, as it could be quite some time until their number comes up. If an older person is attending, offer to get a number for them, a low number if you happen to be in their will. This will show that you are considerate, but still very much in control. Keep your conversations to a minimum. Talking is everyone else's job. Your job is being in charge. Try short, punchy phrases like, oh, I imagine so. Or, yes, my dad suffered from that. And, well, you're Bob's kid, ain't you? If people still don't get it, just pick a spot. Pick a spot and stare at it just above their eyes while they are talking. In short order, they will find an excuse to leave the table. Oh, yeah. Make sure they take a number for that, too. Remember, no gifts. Don't let that gift thing get started on your watch. You know where it leads, and you don't want to go there. If a guest arrives bearing a brightly wrapped package, be firm. Meet her at the door and adopt a wide stance while saying this. I told you no gifts. You may have a glass of punch, and then you gotta go. I guarantee you they won't mess up like that again next year. At exactly 57 minutes after dinner began, push your chair noisily back from the table and say, that was great. Thanks for joining us. Let me know if you need help finding your coat. Then you walk around the table with the black 50-gallon trash bag and start shoveling the food scraps and paper plates and plastic forks into it. This will help make your position even clearer. Finally, try to make sure that each and every guest leaves with a meaningful parting thought from you. I like to write them down in advance with the appropriate guest's name next to each phrase. People appreciate the personal touch, like, Bob, next time no kids, okay? Or, yo, Millie, who said you could bring Grandpa? Well, that about covers it. If you find that it's difficult to remember all of my advice, just think of it in bullet points. One, you're in charge of everything. Everyone takes a number. Talk is cheap. No gifts. Time's up. And happy holidays. Best regards for the holidays. Louis. Well, that was Louis for you. He had a way of saying exactly the wrong things at the right times. And he was so rough around the edges that those big holiday gatherings were eventually reduced to smoky poker games with four of his buddies, sending out for pizza and washing it down with seltzer. But at least you knew where you stood with Louis. I always liked that. And besides, I had a lot of fun at his holiday dinners. He used to put me in charge of that take-a-number machine.